calling Eagle Sierra. May I help you?
Yes, my name is Cristobal Cruz. I'm calling in reference to two orders that came in to me. And next thing that they came in, I didn't even open because I didn't know they were coming. And FedEx took them back, and I still have them here for my refund on both orders.
Can I have the order number or your account number?
Account number 333-250-200, and I believe it's 02 or 01. It's Cristobal Cruz. I always forget which one is the one I still got open.
What's your address?
It's 2201 Upton Drive, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23454. There was an order with the Enterprise X Discovery and another one with, I believe, the Discovery. They were on April. I was not in the store when they came in. That's why they didn't.
And you said what happened with FedEx?
No, no. The people that came in bring the boxes, I put return out to send there. I didn't want them. And then they took it and they sent it back to the address that is on the label that they came in with.
Do you have that tracking number?
No, it is your tracking number. I didn't put a new label.
And which item was it?
The last two transactions that you did for me, I believe one was $44.95, the lady, and then $64.94. The lady told me that what was inside was the Enterprise X Discovery XL, and then the other one it was the Discovery. That's the information that she gave me for the order for April 23rd.
April 23rd.
That's the last two transactions because I just moved the day for July 25th on both, and I need to move that farther because I'm not going to be able to get any orders this month. You're still there, right? Because I cannot hear nothing.
Yes, give me one moment.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you don't hear music on the phone, sometimes you get like, oh, what happened? What happened? I called a few days later, and I told him that I was going to send the bag. I was going to give it to the FedEx guy. And then she told me, well, you know, it's better if you take it to the post office. And they say, if I take it to the post office, why would I pay for me to send back? I just told the guy to pick him up because I didn't open. I refused to pick him up because I was not there the day they came in. So the FedEx guy that comes to our store all the time, I work at ProVision, he just picked Bobuck. He said, I'll take it. No problem. I'll take him back.
Yeah, because what the problem with that is the tracking of it.
The tracking is your tracking. You're the one that sent the box.
Right, but the last tracking that we have for it is it being delivered to you, not anything being returned to sender. So that's why the last representative that you spoke with advised you to return to that address so that you could have a valid tracking number. I'm going to have to escalate this over for you to see if the package has been received. That's why you haven't received the refund yet.
Okay, I mean, it should have received long ago, but I guess I can hold. Yeah, no problem.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I just, I'll just, you're going to put me in hold and figure it out, right?
You'll receive a follow-up via email.
Say it again?
You'll receive a follow-up via email.
How long does that take?
I'm not sure. You have to wait for that.
I mean, you know, I mean, I need
reviewed.
A little more than I don't know. I mean, I didn't
have
know
to
that
wait on
if
the
I send it back
to
you,
reviewed.
You know.
You have to wait on the escalation to be reviewed. So give it a few days. You receive a follow-up via email. It's nothing more that I could do but wait on that.
Okay. I mean, it's been a whole month. You're telling me that they receive the boxes and then just leave it over there until somebody processes? I mean, it's, if you receive a box from FedEx Return, what do? They just leave it sitting there?
The last tracking update we have is with it being delivered to you.
Right, so I guess I have to talk to the guy in FedEx and see when did he send it, and I'm sure he probably have knowledge of that, right? It, I mean, I'm sure they get a package from somebody. It has to be registered someplace that they got a package, I guess. All right, so do your escalation, and but I receive a confirmation that it's already been investigated, and at least an email that I call that it's already in the process to be investigated?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then send that one in. I will follow on that. And when I get to work tomorrow, I'll talk to the guy and see what he did with the boxes and when did he send it, and he can give me a tracking number or something like that.
All right. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for a survey.
Oh, wait. I need to move the day for the July 21st farther away from that July 25th from both.
How long?
What can you do? 2 more months? So it will be what?
August.
September, right? Well, it's July. So July, August is the next month. Can you go farther than August?
You can do September.
All right, let's do September. It will be September 25th?
Mm-hmm. You can do that date.
Okay, let's put September 25th. And my bad, I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Sierra.
Sierra. Thank you, Sierra. Have a great day.
Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for a survey.
You